Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Escalation Line. My name is Nina.
What's your name again, dear?
My name is Nina.
How you doing, Nina? My name is Steve Cool. Address is 24 Ligham, Belleville, New Jersey, 07109. Email is capcool2001@yahoo.com.
Excuse me. Oh, one moment. I need to pull your account. I can't verify anything without pulling up the account. What you're telling
me. Oh, okay.
I cannot verify.
All right, Nina. No problem. I think I talked to you one time before. You were very, very helpful in getting me the information. I think it was the other one was a James Bond something. I don't know if it was you. I don't know if it was you on that, but anyway.
Well, helpful me in the same sentence. Let me stop.
I need to
pull your account up.
You got
see.
It.
What is your, do you have your account number or?
No. I'll give you my last name. K-O-O-L-E, first name Steve.
K-O-O-L-E?
Correct.
Like
I have multiple.
With the K?
K with the K, right, as in kite. Yeah, I have multiple accounts with you.
Okay, and you said the first name was S-T-E-V-E?
Yeah, N. Steven or Steve.
Steven.
I don't know how it is on the thing on there, whether it's just Steve or Steven. I don't remember.
Okay, well, I'm going to take that off. What is your zip code?
07109.
07109.
Correct.
And you said your last name was, okay, I see now. 07109.
07109, right.
07109. Last name, K-O-O-L-E.
Correct.
Stephen Poole.
That's me.
And this is the escalation line. You're on, I'm going to pronounce this right, Lyham Street in Belleville.
Ligham
Street.
Yeah, L-I-G-H-A-M, Ligham Street.
Okay,
yes.
I do see multiple collections. Which collection are we referring to?
Well, the Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
Yes, I called a couple of days ago, and the young lady, I think it was Joanna, I don't remember who exactly it was, but the electronic shipping on there, you know, like I got the thing saying that the electronic shipping, and then usually it'll give you when an estimated delivery time would be.
So you're inquiring about that shipment?
I'm inquiring about that shipment because the electronic thing was the 27th of January. And
so that would be the shipping label?
That was the shipping label. And then
January the 27th?
Right. And for the last 2 or 3 days, if I go to track the package, it's a blank screen. There's nothing there. So I have no idea if it left or something. I know you, the DeLorean, I have the DeLorean is on there that the electronics label was received the 11th.
Well, I can't verify that. I have to go to that DeLorean.
Yeah, but
so let's stick with one collection at a time. Ghostbusters collection, when I first pulled it up, it says a shipment delay because issues 55 through 58 is out of stock. But you're talking about the shipment before that.
55 through 58. Now, you
see,
I'm going all over the place here because let's go. I love my phone here because I can go to my accounts while I'm still on the phone. The Ghostbusters account is from 43 to 54.
Okay, the last shipment, which was shipment number 10, that was January the 1st, and that was a lot of issues.
Yeah, well, this one right here, The shipment that I received, where they received the shipping label, was January 27th, which was the Ghostbusters, which was issues 43 through 54. And I have no idea where that is.
It's okay, that's well the same shipment. This says magazine 13, 14, and 15, Park Kids 43, you're right, through 54. They're just, how they got a number, it'll confuse me. Okay, now I'm going to look at the ledger. Hold one moment.
Right.
See where that shipment is.
Yeah, because I have no idea what's going on. I mean, I know that you were moving to a bigger warehouse or whatever, but the Ghostbusters, I really want to get going with that. But I know it was delayed because of the lighting packages thing on there, but then they said that was later on, that they would start sending out the shipments because it was so long since I got a shipment. All my other ones, they come in here, but the Ghostbusters just seems to be, I don't know what's going on with the Ghostbusters.
I do see a shipping label was created on the 27th. It says depart of the warehouse, estimate delivery date coming soon. But due to, and this is with us and with Pygmy Bowls and with the USPS Postal Service. It says, please note all carriers are experiencing delays in process. It's just still in process. I'm thinking another 10 days you should have that tracking number and or that shipment. Because the shipping process is just a delay on that shipment. And then the big shipments have delays anyway, because it'd be like one thing out of stock and they don't ship it until, you know, they get it. Not really out of stock, but not in the shipment. So they have to, you know, like put it in the shipment and then send it out.
I understand on the 43 to 54 and on that. But even I know the post office has a delay. Does your records indicate that it actually left the warehouse? It's not stuck in the warehouse, lost somewhere.
No, it has a departed warehouse. Usually it won't say departed warehouse. When it says departed warehouse, it departed the warehouse. Now it's going to Pygmy Bowls, from Pygmy Bowls to the USPS post office.
So you can't see that if it went to Pygmy Bowl. Because I don't have that. I can't see that.
It just says status not available.
Right.
But I know that once it leaves our warehouse, it goes to Pygmy Bowls. And then it goes to the USPS.
All right. But as far as your knowledge, that it, you're almost sure that it left the warehouse. It just said it might be in the Pygmy Bowl.
Yeah, it is with Pygmy Bowl, or it could be with the USPS tracking. I mean, with the post office,
okay.
It just hasn't logged it in yet.
But it's not in, it left your warehouse. Now, when I get it from wherever it's located now, it's fine. It's not just, it's there in the warehouse, and it's not, somebody
it
forgot
is not.
About it. Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
So give it another 10 days, because anytime I see a tracking such as yours, that means that it's in process. It's going.
Oh, it's gone. Okay. Do you, all right, well, now that we got that, and you said what issues were out of stock? 58?
It says 55 through 58.
Okay, so that's why the next shipment is not out there.
Didn't authorize. That's correct.
All right. So we don't know when that's actually going to come in.
I'm 55 to 58. So I'm thinking in, it says February the 19th. So that means that if you get another shipping label, that means it's in route. So that's like from the 19th to the 29th. So if you don't,
okay.
By the 29th, if you don't see that shipping label, that means it's still out of stock. The next shipment, that's shipment 11.
Oh, okay. So you go by shipment. So right now this 43 to 54 is shipment number 10, correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's how you work it. You work it by
shipments and dates.
Oh, shipment and date.
Okay. I do all of it. Whatever, whatever you start, I mean, start telling me, I just go and start clicking. Okay, she. That's how I knew you was talking about the 10th shipment.
Okay, cool. I know I got the thing on there for the proton packs, which is what I was looking for. So don't, I want that. So when the 19th is supposed to be taken out or whatever,
I'm talking about the next shipment, the delayed shipment. So you would know something between the 19th and the 29th.
Right. Okay. But I just want to make a thing on there that, because I did that the last time on something. I definitely want the proton packs, which I got, which is a special, which
yes.
is one of the specials.
That is correct.
Definitely keep me on that. I mean, they can take out the money for that, the 19th. Whatever you
okay.
do, don't get rid
of I don't know if it's on the 19th.
It.
I would have to look at it. It's not for the 19th. I mean, I would have to look at it. I don't know what date. What date did it say?
I'll tell you in a second. It says, yes, it's supposed to say count automatically on 2/19/21.
I do see that now. It says February the 19th. And
I
it's for the proton.
I definitely want them to take the money out. I've been looking for that. I've been itching on that. I definitely want those packs. Don't cancel it out. I want
them. The good thing about the specials, the only way it's canceled is if you call and cancel it. So they're going to just keep sending the special announcements unless you call and skip or cancel.
Well, that's why I was just checking on the Ghostbusters, and I don't want you to cancel that. I want that. I want the proton packs. I definitely want them. Okay, so that takes care of the proton packs and the next shipment on there. But, all right, the one left the warehouse. Okay, great. And I got the electronics for the Back to the Future, but it said it was electronic received a couple days ago, but I ain't worried about that. If it goes, it goes. Whenever it goes, it's just the extended. I don't care about that.
Okay.
The James Bond. I know that I called on the James Bond because I'm getting the last set of the James Bond. But I was mission number 66 and... The young lady at the last time said that because she said that because it goes up to 84, 85 for the James Bond, and I'm on the last 8 issues, I think. I think I'm on the last 8 issues of the James Bond to complete it. And they said that
okay.
there was a couple of them that were out of stock, and it said it looks like it's not going to come into stock until April.
This says issue 80, shipment delay. I'm on James Bond. It says shipment delay because issue 80 is out of stock.
Only 80?
That's the only thing that is showing me. Yes, sir.
Okay, yes, because I was looking for 66 because I never got 66 on that. And she said that she was saying is that the last of the James Bond wasn't supposed to come in until April. And I said I couldn't, I held off on it because I missed, 66 was out of stock at the time. And I didn't know that when I called in. She said, you know, you unstick it. So, and then I received the next issues, which were all the way up to number 79.
So did you ever receive 66?
No, I did not.
Okay.
And she said 66 would have came in with 80 through 86, and that would make me to the end of the James Bond. But I said I haven't done anything from the wheels because 66 was the right wheel, assembly for mounting the wheel. So I don't want to go ahead with the build until I get that issue. So she said that it wasn't until April that the issues weren't coming into stock, but then she said she's going to try to send out 66.
Who is she?
I don't remember who it was.
Oh.
that said 60, send out 66 because I never received 66. That was out of stock at
the
time.
And see, anything that was out of stock at one period of time is going to go back into shipment rotation when it's back in stock.
Right. I know when it was back in stock, but that last one, 66, would have went in with my last shipment.
But it's a shipment delay.
But the shipment is delayed, and she said, and the young lady said that she said it looks like it's not, the shipment is not coming in until April.
April 15th is when the issue 80.
Right. I don't want to wait till April to get issue 66 because I'm all the way up to 79. I have not done any more builds. I stopped at 65, and I haven't done anything past that.
Okay, I don't see 66 is not on the stock list. And it didn't say it was out of stock. See, it would have told me. So that means that it's back in stock. But because I can't skip anything because this is a build, what it would do is...
Yeah, but I don't want to wait till April to get 66.
I mean, how else can you get it?
Oh, I don't know whether... 66 was actually sent out or whatever.
Okay. See, we don't know what the next shipment is because it's a delay. I can't click on it to see what the next shipment until the delay is the delay anymore.
Okay.
I do see that April the 15th, I think that's what it was, for 80.
Yeah, but you see, we're in February, March, April. That's 2 months away.
Yes, sir.
2 months away, and I'm just waiting on 66. I mean, the rest of it was on. If 80 comes in April, and I have to wait till April, then
what really is unpredictable. It might come in before then.
All right,
that's an ETA, April 15th, because the DB5 is in high demand. They're working to keep it in stock. Do know that when the next shipment is authorized, it's going to be in there because it's not out of stock because it would have flagged it when it first came back.
Oh, no. I hear what you're saying is, but I got, for argument's sake, let's just say it does go to all the way to April 15th. I got to wait 2 months to get 66.
Yes, sir.
I cannot do any bills. I cannot do it until 2 months later.
Unless they have it offered on the eShop, shop.egamoss.com. You can use it individually. I say if they have it individually on shop.egamoss.com, you can purchase it on the eShop and then skip it with us if it's available on the eShop.
Oh, I'm lost with that. Skip it with you.
If you check on our eShop, exclusive individual items, the website is shop.eaglemoss.com.
Oh,
U.S.
It's Shop Eagle Moss.
Shop.eaglemoss.com.
Shop.eaglemoss.com.
/US.
Now, once I click on that, will that give me a listing on?
You have
where
to
I can
go to click DB5 collection and then see if they offering part kit 66.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to check it out. All right. So, if worst comes to worst, it's April, and I don't know it was 66. Well, that means I'm going to have to hold off on the DB5 for 2 months. Well, I'm hoping I'm still alive. I don't know. But I wanted to get with the Ghostbusters. My goal is Ghostbusters because I got the Eleanor. I put in an order for the Eleanor, so that's when they're going to release that, that's coming in. And then I also put in an order for the Enterprise D, which is due out in March. I also subscribe to that one, too.
Yes, sir.
So I do got a couple more floating on there. So, all right. But that's where we stand as of right now. But since 80 on the Ghostbusters is out of stock, when that comes in, then my next shipment will go out because mine are set up for a weekly basis. You know, like where every week they take it out. That's
yes.
just the way I wanted it. So they won't take anything out until that order goes out or whatever, correct?
Until it's back in stock, issue 80.
Okay. Well, we'll have to hold off on that. All right. So give it some more days for the Ghostbusters. At least I know it left your warehouse and it's in that Pitney, wherever it is, the hub. Or UPS.
No, that's our carrier that transport our shipments to USPS. Pick me bowls.
No wonder why, because I keep seeing on things that when it's on there, it says your shipment goes from here and then it stops in Pitney and Monroe, New Jersey.
Exactly.
Oh, I was wondering why it went to Monroe, New Jersey, and then comes over to here. That's part of your warehouse.
No, that's not our warehouse is in Meadville, PA. But
right.
Pick Me Bowls is our carrier who helps take the items to USPS.
Okay. So that's what that is. Okay, I never knew that. I know that now. Okay, great. So now I know when I see the Pick Me Bowl, that's your carrier, means that it left the warehouse and your carrier has it. And now they turn around and whenever they get to the send it to the U.S., to the post office, they in turn send it to the post office, wherever it's got to go, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we got the James Bond. I know we got the... That's on back order. The Ghostbusters, I know the first one left in the 80s out of stock. When that comes in, they'll go out next. The Back to the Future, that was still the shipping label, was received the 11th. I think it was the 11th of February. And that's where it says. It just says the 11th. It does say status not available on the Ghostbusters. So I don't know if it's still at the warehouse. I don't know.
If it says status not available, that means a shipping label has been created and is in the process of being transferred from us to Pick Me.
Okay.
Because it's a shipping label first and then USPS tracking.
So that's why I think I got a blank screen for the Ghostbusters is because they haven't done anything with it. So that's why I can't get any kind of access to the post office on the thing on there. When I click on the link, when they send you it's been shipped out of the warehouse, and you know, like I give you that link for the tracking on the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah, because right now when I click on that, it just goes blank. The screen goes blank. Okay, because the Pitney didn't do anything with it yet. Okay, now I know why that goes blank. Okay, cool. All right, that's all I needed to. That's all the bills that I'm coming off with. I know the Eleanor was delayed. It was supposed to be due out in February, but they pushed it back until March. And I know that the Enterprise D is due out in March too. So, but we'll see. The Enterprise D. Now, I got a thing on there. Since that's a new model, am I only allowed to make it four issues? Is that
until
all that's allowed?
Well, you can only have four issues until after your second shipment. That means it opens up the frequency after the second shipment for you to manage any way you like.
Oh, okay. So I got to do the same thing with the Eleanor. When the Eleanor comes in, I get the first issues 1 and 2. And then the next one, I'll get the next 4 issues. Then after that, I get that issue. Then I can up it to 8 or 12 if they allow me to go that route.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, now you just answered another question of mine. Perfect. Sweet.
Well, oh,
I won't. Nope, that's it. What I'll do is, since you said he's going to give it at least another 5, 10 days, so you will not hear from me again. Maybe in 6 or 7 days, if it doesn't come in, then I'll give, well, it's Tuesday. Maybe if I don't hear anything by next Tuesday or Monday, I'll call in then and find out, see if anything is going on.
Well, what about if you wait till you see a tracking number within them 10 days and then call us on the 11th day if you have not? Because it'll be something
cool.
It should be something on the system regarding.
Cool. We'll do that.
Okay.
No problem. That's cool.
Okay.
Okay, Nina, that was it. You helped me with everything I needed to know with. But I'm just hoping that on the James Bond, that issue 80 comes in before April 15th so that they can go ahead and send out my order.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your time and your help. Sorry if I was a pain in the butt. I don't know if I'm a pain in the butt.
Oh, you were not?
Yeah, I don't want to be that. All right, you have a great evening.
Oh, and you also.
Okay, and have a good one. Have a great weekend and everything that comes along with it.
Okay, and you also. Thank you for calling
Eagle
Moss.
You got it. Right. Bye.